Every year, the Library of Congress chooses 25 recordings to preserve for all time as part of the National Recording Registry. They're chosen based on their historical, aesthetic, or cultural significance to the country. To hear some of this year's selections, we present The Sounds of American Culture, profiles of some of these seminal recordings. Today, Howlin' Wolf's Smokestack Lightning. Howlin' Wolf was an icon of the Chicago blues. His eerie vocals and powerful harmonica laid the groundwork for electrified blues and then rock and roll. To tell the story of Smokestack Lightning, we have three people who were important to Howlin' Wolf.
My name is Hubert Sumlin.
I'm a guitar player.
My name is Betty Kelly. I'm Howlin' Wolf's oldest daughter.
I'm Dick Sherman, and I'm a producer, journalist, historian.
Oh, Smokestack Lightning, shining just like gold. Why don't you hear me cry?
Smokestack Lightning is indeed a monument of the blues. It shows historical continuity. It shows the power of Howlin' Wolf as an individual. It captures a feeling that summarizes the blues pretty much as well as any recording ever has.
Well, tell me, baby, what's don't matter, yeah, why don't you hear me cry?
Woo. Smokestack Lightning was a number they recorded for Sun Labor, the Edward Presley's people. He had his old band, Willie Johnson, and all them old guys back there at that time.
Oh, Smokestack Lightning, shining just like gold.
Wolf was Sam Phillips' favorite recording artist of all time, and considering that Sam was the discoverer of Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, Johnny Cash, a lot of other great blues artists, that's certainly high praise. He is widely quoted as saying about Wolf that the first time he heard him, he said he thought to himself, "This is where the soul of man never dies."
He loved his harmonica. I think that harmonica was his outlet. There are moments when I can get a book maybe and quiet and curl up and just read it a little bit, feel better when I come out. I think that harmonica did that for him.
I done started to make records on the plantation. Man come through there picking a guitar called Charlie Patton. And I liked his sound. So I always did want to play a guitar. So I got him to show me a few chords, you know. Every night that I'd get off of work, I'd go over to his house and he'd learn me how to pick the guitar.
Howlin' Wolf not only was inspired by the music of Charlie Patton, but directly took lessons from him when they were on the same plantation. And Smokestack Lightning, for which Wolf will probably always be known, is a descendant of a song by Patton called Moon Going Down.
And what happened, Wolf was sold to Chess Records by Sun Labor. And so when he got to Chess Records, we recorded Smokestack Lightning over again. My original sound of Smokestack Lightning was the sound that I wanted him to have.
Oh, Smokestack Lightning, shining just like gold. Why don't you hear me cry?
Woo. Smokestack Lightning is about a lot of things, particularly if you listen to the lyrics. First of all, part of it does seem to be about the poetic image of the sparks from the cinders coming out of the smokestack of a locomotive at night, which is a pretty powerful image. But then there's also a verse about, you know, tell me where you stayed last night. So I think it's also about lonesomeness and anxiety and a whole lot of mysticism woven in there.
I think Smokestack Lightning is about a disappointment in a love relationship that he was having at the time. And he was trying to get her to understand that they could work it out and they could stay with it. But I think she had been attracted to someone else and it was hurting him.
I had a woman once. She was kind of nice to me and she pulled off and left me. And that gave me the blues, sure enough. I went to howling like a dog then, you know what I mean?
You better believe every song that this guy made, it's a little bit of where he lived, the way he lived, too, and what he went through. This is what it's all about, man. And that guy, he did not lie. I ain't never knowed him to tell a lie, man, about anything that I knows anything.
Howlin' Wolf himself, Hubert Sumlin, Betty Kelly, and Dick Sherman telling the story of Smokestack Lightning. The song was chosen by the Library of Congress to be preserved forever in the National Recording Registry. Our story was produced by Ben Manila for Media Mechanics. And that does it for this week's show. Thank you very much for listening, and I do hope you listen again next week. And don't forget, our special live show with the fantastic Reggie Watts is on Monday, December 13th, right here in New York City. Seats are going fast. We've got the ticket information on our website, studio360.org.